Good evening, Mr. Torrance. Care for a drink? Here you are. How's the writing coming along today? Is this your manuscript here? May I see what you've done? Oh, Jack. This isn't very promising. Just pages and pages of nonsense over and over. Is this what passes for a novel these days? I'll confess, I haven't exactly kept up with literary trends from the afterlife. But this is rather repetitive. I understand my colleagues here at the Overlook have taken quite the interest in you, Mr. Torrance. Did they put you up to this? Have they been planting whispers in your ear? Whispers of violence? Violence against your family? No, I don't want that. I'm not like the other ghouls. I may be cursed to haunt this hotel, but I take no pleasure in seeing you or your family harmed. What do I take pleasure in? Well, Mr. Torrance, I take pleasure in your pleasure. I've been watching you, and your wife. Alone, snowed in at a luxury hotel. But you haven't fucked once. I watch you when you're alone as well, when you're jacking off, Jack. Well, not off, but right up to the brink, and then nothing. Edging yourself? Maybe building up inspiration? So it helps you write. Well, it's also making you easy prey for the more malicious spirits in this gilded cage of the damned. That's how cults work, you know. They deprive you in order to control you. But I don't want to deprive you, and I don't want to control you. I want to release you. I want you, your wife, and darling child to be happy together. I want you to make this hotel your winter wonderland, filled with warm family memories. And I want you to fuck your wife. Oh yes, I'll be watching. I like to watch. It's what I enjoy most about being astrally tethered to a hotel. An endless parade of live sex to watch. At least during the summer. But the winters get so lonely, Mr. Torrance. So lonely and so boring. Oh, am I in your lap now? Sorry, it just looks so cozy. Oh, the jumping around? Yeah, that's something I can do. And here's another thing I can do. Yes, Mr. Torrance. Very observant. That is a hot, wet pussy you're feeling. You can feel me. And I can feel all of you. My body feels nice, doesn't it? So warm and alive. Just a trick, sadly. And a taxing one at that. I can't hold the physical form for long. So, not to cut things short, but I'm going to have to summon your cock out and cut to the chase. Oh, that's what being alive is all about, isn't it? Blood rushing through hard, hot flesh. May I? Of course I may. Do you like that, Mr. Torrance? Do you like the feeling of my soft silk gloves stroking your hard cock? Grazing the tip of your shaft with my breath? You're not going to do anything bad, are you, Mr. Torrance? No. You're a good boy, aren't you? Our loving, loyal caretaker. A good husband. A good father. And you're going to take good care of me, aren't you? Yes. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes while I stroke you. Yes. Look deep into my eyes, Mr. Torrance. That's it. Let me inspire you. Lovely. Here's an idea for your book. The elegant and lusty ghost, trapped in a hotel, plays muse to a virile young writer who's all blocked up. She pours him drinks, strokes his ego, strokes other parts of him as well, and inspires him to fuck his wife like a sailor on shore leave. You're going to do that for me, aren't you, Mr. Torrance? You're going to fuck her like a man possessed while I watch. But not before I get my taste. Yes, I've been longing to taste this cock of yours ever since you first stepped foot in the Overlook. But you've been saving yourself, denying yourself, and frustrating me to no end. But now you're an eager boy, aren't you? Well, let's just start with my mouth. We have the whole winter after all. No need to rush. Now, I'm going to suck you off. And when I'm done, you're going to take that mousy little wife in your arms, whisk her up to the honeymoon suite, and make passionate love to her deep into the night. Make sure you put on a good show for me, Jack. Oh my, look at that pre-cum leaking. Are you feeling inspired? Is this where all your good ideas come from? Silly boy. Yummy. A tad saccharine for my taste. I prefer something a bit more savory. Let's see what delights you've been hiding away in those nuts, Mr. Torrance. Your cock fits so nicely in my mouth. You know, one perk of being a ghost, I don't have any gag reflex. I can take you as deep as you please. You can't hurt me, Mr. Torrance. So, use your imagination. Fuck my face, choke me, grab my hair, pull out your prick and slap me with it. Just get a little inspired, will you? Yes, just like that. Oh, you can hit me, Mr. Torrance. Yes, just get a little more enthusiastic. Oh, that's the spirit. Fuck my little ghost throat. Mm-hmm. Oh, delicious. I think we have a pretty good deal worked out here, Mr. Torrance. I got to drink your cum. You got inspired by me. That was invigorating, really. You really know how to make a girl feel alive. And surely you've got enough saved away for the missus. Hmm? Oh, now? I'll go take a stroll in the snow. Soon I'll be returning to my spirit form and your creative juices will fall from me. But the masterpiece you blasted down my throat will warm this ephemeral form till then. Being useful to the living is what allows me to take shape, what allows me to feel pleasure, so it's very rewarding. Well, now that you're properly primed, go take care of the wifey. And remember, anytime you get a killy, stabby, murdery urge, think of me and channel it into something productive. When you're ready to drink from the well of inspiration again, I'll be here. I predict a very fruitful winter for the both of us. Ta-ta, Mr. Torrance!